Okay, it's Sunday night. We're learning Minchas Chinuch. Or Lechav Tes. ER. Happy birthday, Shragi Rosenberg. Anyway, so the point of Kupitz, we didn't know exactly the shot, not with a saw, with a knife, with a chopper, with a this, with a that. It turns out we came out of Maskona as we were learning Chinuch. It just means with a utensil or an implement. But that's the derech to chop off heads of animals with. And you just need to do it in the normal, usual way. Don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on the leola. L'chayra l'levi, the Dorish time of the craw, here we go again, Machmas Knas. Oh, this is your question.
All right.
You asked this question, the Mishkinach, and came from Malay Kupitz, and Mularpo, why do you, and what's the beginning rules? Like, Alavadi, the Gamlevi, some of the
greatest. It doesn't say that?
Alavadi, the Gamlevi, some of the greatest, and cause of war, but no, it's not time with this, it's time with the grow.
What does it mean, fast time?
I don't know, because you never know the real reason Hashem said something.
So this is just a pay shot of whoever says during time of the crop. It always means time.
I'm sure it does. You don't know Hashem's real reason,
right? I'm just, but he's giving it as a, like a, it seems to be a
what do you want?
No, I don't understand it.
You never know the whole reason.
No, okay. So
I don't know why Hashem said to do certain things.
So how did he answer the our friend Barrow's question?
That lady. Levi doesn't hold what the Achrenim assume the Raven holds. Okay? He really asked them on the Raven. The Raven says it's b'chol not a mitzvah. It's a punishment. So then you have to say the punishment has to take place with a certain surah. That's much more difficult. But he means that Levi also holds it's a mitzvah. We talked about this a lot already. He means Levi also holds it's a tzeres ha-kosov, that this is what you have to do. Except he's giving a time of the crow. What? Yes. You're right. Because normally people get killed. The tzura of the punishment is part of the punishment. It's more severe punishments, less severe punishments. Here, like, for a donkey, you know, we're not punishing the donkey. We're punishing the owner by taking away the donkey. So when you're punishing a person by putting him to death, so the method of execution makes a difference also. When you're punishing the owner by taking away his money, by killing his animal, so who cares how you kill the animal? The punishment of the owner is that he doesn't have his animal anymore.
If I had a donkey, I would feel worse if they broke his head than if they killed him and they died.
Really?
But wait, but they don't break his neck.
Are you a card-carrying member of PETA?
No, a couple of dogs, you know.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, but they don't break his neck, right? That's what I always thought. I thought they cut it in half.
They break its neck.
Oh, they do?
With a Kupitz.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, with a hatchet.
No, I always thought they break its neck.
What do you? They break his neck with a hatchet, which effectively cuts off.
I thought we said
the
they cut his head off.
Like in the apocalypse.
What do you want to know?
Is
you don't have to cut
secretion.
Is it secretion?
You don't have to cut through to the throat.
Oh, that's not a secretion.
You don't have to cut through to the throat, but you have to cut through the neck. You have to cut through the neck.
From the back.
From the back. You're breaking its neck, but you're cutting its neck. Maybe the head could be lolling around, you know.
You wouldn't want it to happen to your donkey. You would not want it to happen to your donkey.
No, I just, I thought it would be okay. But I always thought that.
You could do it with a guillotine too, but the guillotine is only good if the animal is positioned on the guillotine, that it hits the neck first. If it hits the throat first, you didn't do the mitzvah.
And it can't be Tzar Baal HaChayim all the time.
We'd like it to not be Tzar Baal HaChayim, you know. That doesn't seem to be a big concern, yeah? No, wait. Tzar Baal HaChayim is the Araisa. By a person, it says very... I find it a little amusing that the din v'atal recha kamolcha anymore says when you kill somebody, you have to kill him in a humane way. Humane in the context of v'atal recha kamolcha usually means you should die quickly without suffering. I am not borer to this day, and I'm an old man already. It's just like skilas more chomer than sreifa, and hereg is more chomer than chenek. What is the chumrah involved? What's the chumrah? That was a question. What's the chumrah? So sometimes I don't know. For many years I thought it was the disfigurement of the body. Maybe the body is most disfigured by skila, and then sreifa less, and then hereg less, and chenek the least. But I'm not 100% sure. I never saw it anywhere. And I thought maybe how much suffering there is. Maybe there's more suffering by skila than by maybe it's how much suffering. I don't know. I'm not borer. I never saw the favorites really. What the chomer of the chumrah? When you say that the Gemara spends a lot of time talking about what's more chomer, what's more kal. So, in what is that manifest?
Why couldn't it be what
I said? Could be. Well, I say that I didn't see it for Ferris anymore. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to throw it. I never saw a double borer anywhere.
Didn't they give a drink, like a potion of heroin to the guy before they killed him?
Yeah. So you should go smiling. Go with a smile.
Is that also the doctor has come over, or that was a different thing?
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Maybe she shouldn't die of fright before you get a chance to kill him. It's not that funny. We want him to die to skila. Moshe Feiglin wrote an article when Arafat was sick in the hospital in France. Wrote a column. The name of the column was "Quick, Kill Him Before He Dies." His point being that the mitzvah to kill such a person, you have to kill him. So don't let him die. Quick, kill him before he dies.
But the bigger onus not to have the mitzvah, right?
Sorry?
The bigger onus not to have the mitzvah done. In other words, the person like does not to get this is based in gave them a power. They did it. It was
you're supposed to give the best of
himself. They didn't get mitzvah based in.
Who did?
To be a chumrah. No, I'm saying in general.
That's why we want
to
kill him.
You're supposed to give the mitzvah based in. You know, nobody's looking for chumras to kill him without mitzvah based in. You're violating the din, which is to give him mitzvah based in. You can't call it a chumrah if you violate the din. Right?
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced.
Thanks.
You sound like you're humoring me. Okay, right to hey.
His wife claims that something.
What?
I can't. His wife claims that something did kill him.
His wife.
After the elder sheetos of Rambam have chased up that he's given on the level of the impediment, the isolation of Yom Eino over. So the Shana Rambam kind of lochavog. Eino sai chayav leftoso mishu yivole that shloshim yom. Meacha shloshim yom o orfo o kadeo. Here katas the floor of the kodem shloshim yom eino orfo. You're not supposed to be duty arifa before he's 30 days old. Why can't he? Because maybe it's not called the Moishif there until 30 days go by. Maybe, I don't know. Moishif Mitzvah Liftos, but you can be fighting before 30 days. You're not Mechuyiv. No, Adarab, you're mechuyev to be boyden by the time he's 30 days old. by the time he's 30. By an animal, it's not like a person. By an animal, you have to be poignant, but by the time he's 30. So you volley that shloshim yom.
After 30 can also put that, right?
Well, you have to. You didn't do the mitzvah min amufchar, I guess. Well, you do the mitzvah properly. Well, mitzvahs are saying who gamken ain't kofin at your face in nafsho. He wrote them for days. You can never tell a guy you must be orefim or else face in nafsho. You know, makanos is face in nafsho. You can always claim he wants to be paid there. And the main right of the lift is loy laros. Kofin also or lift also laros. When me shen the right of loy yavan loy lachlos. So you force him to do one of the two. Find Rashi the feel of the base of the mass of the feet of the mono, the piercing kufu base and lara fakas lashim yoin. That's Rashi's loss. Near the tsas, Mishim the tsanas, he waited so long, he full of lara. The imam must choose one of the options and he forced him to be over. And so Rahim the dover, and Rosa Lacha Kachel Kaim a mitzvah to Tikunot, and a liftos, the mitzvah to Dia Kedemis. Lamu Yakufu also of Harifa, why would they? Why would the be such a din? Well, the anti-Kaisa, I'll give you a ramble about Paisa, near the Lachas Lashem, Kamkin, or Shus, be your day to be Paisa. After Father Kaisa, the main of Rosal, the Kaim, was ever like that, I came there to be Paisa.
But he has his whole life to do it. I mean, the whole life to the end.
Yeah. According to this, there's no specific time limit by when he has to do it. I mean, if Basin sees he's not holding by doing it, so that calls for him to do it. Maybe it depends how good an excuse he gives.
Can they just do it?
What?
Can they just do it?
Can they be pulled in?
No, can they be orphaned?
Can they be based and be orphaned? No, they... I don't know, it's his mitzvah. I don't know if it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say, like, by Mila, if he doesn't, the father doesn't do it, so Bezer should do it. It doesn't say here, if he's not Orif, the Bezer should be Orif. It doesn't say that anyway. He has to be Orif, his Pentach Hamor. What?
See, you know, you must have had to keep track how old the different animals were.
No, why? The Maskon of the Mechaskina, because that doesn't matter. From when he's born till when he dies. He went away from the Rambam, the Smashma, till 30 days old.
But couldn't the person appoint this slave to do a reform?
I imagine so. I imagine.
So if Bezin did it, they could be doing it with the terrorist sleepers.
But they can't do it on their own with our sleepers. He would have to make them a shliach. Yeah. I don't know. There's no. It doesn't say that the Bezin should be Oreish. It admits on him to be Oreish. It doesn't say that Bezin. I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. According to Rabbi, we can walk in and kill the Chamor. It's a mitzvah for him to do it. I don't know. You know. I don't know. Maybe. This was maybe, I don't know. I could see not. That's what he writes in the mitzvah.
How does it work?
He says mitzvah called Ish Yisrael listos.
Like Mila all of a sudden, right?
Yeah. That's what the Chazkinuk says.
Yeah, where did it come from?
Okay. Like mitzvah called Ish Yisrael listos. Can't have sharif gam kenadin. Can't the mukam b'diyoy medus. Can't keep it on mitzvah love like a kafu the gavri. So he's saying, maybe we don't force him to do it, because anybody could do it. So let someone else do it. Then I miss a Rami Lev Yosef. Okay. But I entice him the Kamosh, and basically,
why ain't Mitzvah
Rami Lev Yosef? Not Al-Shlichus. He's assuming now it's not Al-Shlichus.
Oh, wait, it's not Al-Shlichus.
I don't understand what he's saying, though. It's still a Mitzvah for the person to do it. But you're not kai for him. That's what you gain out of it. If anyone could do it, you wouldn't be kai for him. So let him not do it. Someone else will do it. The mitzvah is not lost. They know mitzvah Rami Aleyosa. I entice it by the Kama, Hei Beisi Liel. Achasvara no senes to be mechalik. The mitzvah of the Yaha Mitzvah Kolish Yisrael. Of the Larov, Eich Yochel Ache Larov, Shlomidaz Bailin. Not the starboard, the Torah gave a carte blanche for you to come into my house and kill my chamor. Chomazik mamono, my beni beni, v'u b'shochan orach kan, v'ni mechira aluhum hom in violin. Shemrotza poda also b'sek koldahu. He could always be poda, so you're making him lose the value of the petach chamor. Because he could always be poda in a seh, which is worth much, much less. Kein hey hake yochel orfo. The efshe mache orfo so kaya b'shem mazik be a guy. Zet zorechien vein kam bakomo. I don't know where is the makom of Maria, but okay. Vayim amaret al gazi mashem asalpol in kedushin b'petach hamor. Mind the beini beini. Meaning the difference between a dead chamor and having to give away a seh to be pulled in a chamor.
That's the beini beini?
Yeah. The difference between the value of a seh and the value of losing the whole petach hamor. Achakaponim amomen delay v'mkein ein achay yochel laros u'mitzvah labaylim. So he doesn't like that to say that anybody can do the mitzvah sarifa.
What happens to zachin adam?
What?
What happened to zachin adam shalom?
He says not a schir. He's no schir. He never discusses schir.
It's a mitzvah.
Those who throw stones on Shabbos, people Shabbos, Shabbos, so they would break into the guy's house and kill this for the chamor. That's interesting. Even if you swore, oh, shalom yaros. Swore cholo, then you need for the latum sa mitzvah. Kebrer biyodo lasus eisa shiirtsa. So do the other one. Ein shakurka yudayim, some erase on test of Zion. Then you need a nishma shalom liyavim. Ach, a nishma shalom litos. Vishalo laro.
Anybody can do it. What does it matter if he takes the shiur? So he won't do it. Somebody else will do it.
He's about to say that. Ain't this what my nishma shalom yavim shalom lachet. So I say a choyol b'hai gavim. I am Rebosh, Ruva, Ramah, Ibn Ezer. Achim Noimadin, Amitzvah Chola Olav, Kmashik Zadnu, Efshim Dechola Hashvua, Tzorechiyam. Vayin Shom Rebosh, Vayin Kamakomo, I don't know where it is.
But in the Subic, Vachol Mitzvah. That's what he meant, what Rebaro just said?
It's more than what he meant, it's what he says. Vani Masupik, Vachol Mitzvah Sashayshu, Hu Sofek, Mokhiv Vahasosu, Meha Sofek. Right?
That's the promise of God.
Any mitzvah will say you have to do machmas sofer. The rest, so the guys of the chumer doesn't only work by a lav, and an iser works by a chiyav also. You have to go do it.
So why is he misupar?
If a person is
no, he doesn't have any misupar.
We didn't finish the sentence.
Oh, okay.
Misupar
okay.
Gabay.
Okay.
And Eino wrote to Lazo so I say im kofen also achetetei nafsho. That's a sofer. He only has to do it machmas sofer. Is there a din of kofen also kofen? Neither does a Rambam take a derisive and not tarul and cool or rock with their bonn and the chumra. Mitzvah the Rambam and after one with a kaifa. Kaifa is subisberg, a kaifa per well done. Achleit and ashid, this is something with not tarul and chumra. But the derisive came after the kaifa and also at the tate say nafsho or something mom and the cool. Achinami sofei kofen lachas also gam kein lekula. That's the kofen kim in the mechui vakafonim asoisa. But if it's only a sofei, maybe you're not allowed to hit him. He's sofei. Yeah. Like after the kofen kim in the mechui vakafonim lachas, the ma'aseh is mechui to do it. So even though he's only mechui to do it, machma sofei. But bottom line is he's mechui to do it. So maybe you could be kofen for him to do it. Yes, the dinner mitzvah called Kol Kamei B'Vdiya, Mishchai B'Vidya Chai Barifa, and then maybe I'm going to listen. Okay. So, you better practice it tomorrow.
All right.